Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. Never know.
Yeah, could be yours. Your indentured servant, Junior, here to introduce a Strawberry Letter for Shirley Strawberry. Ladies and gentlemen, turn your radios up. It's time for the Strawberry Letter, my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
That's right. Thank you, my good friend, Junior. Subject, Little Pooh.
Thank you, E.S.
What?
E.S. I.S.
What is that?
Indentured servant.
Oh, yeah. All right. Subject, a little poo ran off my boo. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 33-year-old single female, and I was dating a 35-year-old man that ghosted me. We met, and it was like no one else existed in our lives. We went on a trip 2 weeks after we started dating, and he spoiled me, and I spoiled him. He was at my house, or I was at his house every night. He was the best lover, and that deepened our connection. This went on for 4 months, and I was thinking he's the one. Then I got food poisoning and had to be hospitalized for 2 days. I had been going to the bathroom and throwing up before I drove myself to the hospital. My man rushed to the hospital to see me, and he told me he'd go to my house to get a few toiletries and get a change of clothes for me. He came back to the hospital with a small bag for me, and then he ghosted me. I called and called and started worrying that something happened to him. I saw that he posted a picture on Instagram, and that was odd to me. Then he blocked my number, and he blocked me on IG, so I wanted some answers. I went by his job and waited for him to come out for lunch. He walked past me and said he's glad I was better, and he dismissed me just like that. I had met one of his coworkers before, so I messaged him on IG to see if he knew what was up with my boyfriend. He responded right away and said that my boyfriend couldn't handle how messy my house was and the way I left the bathroom was not ladylike at all. I told his coworker that I was very sick and I did not think about cleaning up the toilet before I went to the hospital. He said a nasty woman is a turnoff. How can my boyfriend be so shallow? Is that a sign that he is not the man for me, or should I keep trying to reconnect with him? No, don't try to keep connecting with him. Don't try to reconnect with him. It's over at this point. It's over. He came and saw something he didn't need to see, and that's it. It's done. I mean, you know, the question is your house normally a mess? And I'm going to say no, because you already said in the letter you guys spent time over each other's house every night. So obviously it was clean then. I mean, if he doesn't understand that you were very sick and you did the best you could do before driving yourself to the hospital, then he's not the one for you. I don't know what kind of condition you left the house in. It sounds like you didn't flush and it was just a mess in there. But whatever you left in there, it was too much for his weak stomach to handle. So you got to leave him alone. Please leave him alone. I mean, his coworker was right. Men don't like nasty women, just like women don't like nasty men. And the point is, you're not a nasty woman, or he wouldn't have been with you for 4 whole months. The problem is, he can't unsee that bathroom. Whatever was going on in there, he cannot unsee that. You were very, very sick. And I don't know what he doesn't get about that. Food poisoning is serious business. You can't even control what's going on with your body and what's coming in and going out. You know, you can't control that. Your case sounds like it was very very severe. It landed you in the hospital. So all I got to say, if he doesn't understand that, let him go. He is shallow, and it sounds like he's moved on anyway. So whatever with him. Bye. Steve?
Wow.
That bathroom, though.
I want to share something with this young lady in this letter, this 33-year-old that's dating this 35-year-old. First of all, he's looking for something. He's at that age where he's trying to work through it and he's looking at something. When y'all met, you all were inseparable. Mm-hmm. It's like the only two existed in this world. We went on trips 2 weeks after you started dating. He spoiled me and I spoiled him. He was at my house or I was at his house every night. Mm-hmm. He was the best lover and that deepened our connection. This went on for 4 months and I was thinking he's the one. Here we go. Here we go. Keyword, I was thinking he's the one. He did not tell you you were the one. Ain't nobody in this letter said we fell deeply in love. Ain't nobody talking about a commitment. I will tell you for a fact it wasn't that deep for him yet. Because he was still trying to assess everything. I know you all were over each other's house every night, but the thing of it is, you knew when he was coming and he knew when he was coming. So you had time to make your place presentable, as did he. But then it came along, everything was going good, and you got food poisoning and had to be hospitalized for 2 days. That's a severe case.
Yeah.
I'd been going to the bathroom and throwing up before I drove myself to the hospital. My man rushed to the hospital to see me and told me he'd go to my house, pick up a few toiletries, and change the clothes for me. When he came back to the hospital with a small bag, he ghosted me.
Hold on. Right there.
Come back.
Yeah.
What the hell was in that bathroom?
I knew it. All right. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, a little poo ran off my boo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is a little poo ran off my boo.
Yeah, we don't have all the cast members here to hear this thing that I've decided to share with you. Mm-hmm. 33-year-old woman dating this 35-year-old man that ghosted me. They met. There was nobody else existed in their lives. They went on a trip 2 weeks later. They dated. They was either at one house or the other house every time. He was the best lover that deepened the connection. Mm-hmm. This went on for 4 months, she say. I was thinking he's the one. Ladies, a lot of times, I was thinking he's the one. And there's nothing wrong with you thinking that. But he didn't share that with you. I don't think it was that deep for him yet. I think he was still in the decision-making process.
Okay.
Then I got food poisoning and had to go to the hospital for 2 days. That's some strong food poisoning there, girl. You was going through it. I'd been going to the bathroom and throwing up before I drove myself to the hospital. Brave sister, go ahead, girl. My man rushed to the hospital to see me and told me he'd go to my house and get a few toiletries and change of clothes for me. He came back to the hospital with a small bag and then he ghosted. I called and called and called and I started worrying that something had happened. And then I saw that he posted a picture on Instagram, and it was kind of odd to me. And then he blocked me on IG, so I wanted some answers. So she decided to go to his job and wait for him to come out for lunch. He walked right past me. He said, I'm glad I was better, and he dismissed me just like that. I had met one of the coworkers, so I messaged him on IG to see if he knew what was up with my boyfriend. We in the social media world, you can do that. He responded right away, and he said that my boyfriend could not handle how messy my house was and the way I left the bathroom was not ladylike at all. I told his co-worker that I was very sick and I didn't think about cleaning up the toilet before I went to the hospital. He said a nasty woman is a turnoff. How can my boyfriend be so shallow? Is this a sign that he's not the man for me or should I keep trying to reconnect? Well, I don't know if he's the man for you. Shirley says it's not, so I'm kind of leaning towards Shirley's response. That if he ghosted you cause it is, this is it. But I gotta tell you something.
Come on. Come on.
Something in that bathroom that he ran into was, girl, unbearable. That boy ran in that house.
You know it.
And tried to bring you some toiletries. And you probably didn't just throw up in the bathroom. The throw up might have happened somewhere else. I don't know if you made it all the way to the bathroom. But let me tell you something. A lot of S's was going on that he ran into that he wasn't. Suppose now you say, can he be this shallow? Shallow starts with an S too, and okay. Everything he ran into started with an S. Number one, he wasn't supposed to see none of this.
That's an S. Okay.
That's what starts.
Okay.
And the reason he ain't fooling with you is because of something he has seen. Now, let's talk about what the hell was in this bathroom.
Oh, my. We
First
know.
Of all, let's go with another S word. It had to be strong in there. I'm talking about from time he opened the door, it was just strong. Man, God, dog. What the hell go? She what died sick. In here? And then when he realized what was strong, it was stank. Now he opened the door and oh, all hell broke loose.
Baby, you don't even know how to be sick. Sit your feel when you sick. Don't be up moving around, because now it's splashing and the other S coming to break. Now it's smearing. Now you smeared. I'm just telling you what he saw in his bathroom.
You're
and
y'all see the video.
He can't look at her no more. She made him sick.
Now I'm sick.
Yeah.
And it was real sugar, honey, ice, tea, T-T-Y in here.
We know that.
It was sugar, honey, ice, tea, T-T-Y in here. And he can't get past it. Every time he look at you and tell my man, when I don't come over here, this what's going on? I can't do this. And I think he's gone. Because Shirley said it best. He can't get that bathroom out his head. That bathroom is still in there.
All right.
Shocking in here.
That's another S. All right, Steve, another S. All
right.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.